Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Distinguished members of the committee, I'll be opening up with the questions raised by Madam W.A. Mbesim regard to constitutional and legal framework within which the covenant is implemented. Distinguished members of the committee, I'll briefly highlight the constitutional and legal framework in which the ISSP-ICCPR obligations are implemented. Since its ratification of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Pakistan has successfully advanced the implementation of the covenant through our constitutional and legal framework. The Constitution of Pakistan protects fundamental rights that closely mirror the provisions of International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ensuring strong legal protections for individuals. These constitutional guarantees reflect Pakistan's commitment to aligning its domestic laws with international human rights norms. Article 9 of the Constitution of Pakistan guarantees the right to life and personal liberty, mirroring ICCPR Article 6, which affirms the inherent right to life. Article 10 of the Constitution enshrines the right to a fair trial, which corresponds to ICCPR Article 14, ensuring individuals are entitled to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal, reinforcing due process, protections in line with international standards. Article 11 of the Constitution, prohibition of slavery, forced labor, and human trafficking, aligns with ICCPR Article 8, which bans slavery and forced labor. Article 15 of the Constitution of Pakistan, freedom of movement, corresponds with ICCPR Article 12, which protects the right to freedom of movement and the choice of residence. Article 19 of the Constitution, freedom of speech and expression, mirrors ICCPR Article 19, ensuring the right to hold opinions and impart information without interference. Article 25 of the Constitution, equality before the law and non-discrimination, aligns with ICCPR Article 26, which prohibits discrimination and guarantees equal protection under law. We do have a set of two reservations out of those nine, from the previous review, which I would be submitting in the later part of my, while I'll be concluding it. Article 27 of the Constitution, non-discrimination in public employment, supports ICCPR Article